Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In the NHL's Stanley Cup playoffs yesterday, Patrice Bergeron scored early in double overtime to give the Bruins a 4-3 win over the Hurricanes in Game 1 of their opening round series. Also, the Islanders doubled up the Capitals 4-2, and the Flyers nipped the Canadiens 2-1. In the NBA, Stanley Johnson scored the tie-breaking basket with 4.9 seconds remaining, and the Raptors downed the 76ers 125-121. In Major League Baseball, Gary Sanchez and Clint Frazier launched back-to-back homers, and Aaron Hicks delivered an RBI double that put the Yankees ahead to stay in a 6-3 downing of the Braves. Also, the Mets whipped the Nationals 11-6, the Marlins topped the Blue Jays in 10 innings 14-11, the Rays beat the Red Sox 9-5, and the Orioles edged the Phillies 5-4. At Saratoga Race Course, 2-year-old horse Thoughtfully won the Grade 2 $150,000 Adirondack with a time of 1 minute 17.2 seconds. Today's race card includes the $85,000 Union Avenue. First post is at 12:50 p.m. In NFL news, the Bills have reportedly signed Sean McDermott to a 4-year contract extension running through 2025, and Eagles coach Doug Peterson has returned to the team after missing less than 2 weeks because of COVID-19. Peterson said he stayed engaged with the team virtually and watched practices on video while quarantining at home. In college sports, the dominoes continue to fall. The Big East and Big South have joined the growing list of conferences not playing sports this semester due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Big South is allowing its football-playing members to schedule up to 4 non-conference games this season at their own discretion. One conference not canceling sports is the Big 12, which said yesterday it will move forward with its fall seasons after September 4th. I'm Jesse King.